Tfila, Maimar Aleph, Os Beis, Page Kopei Beis, Umatzinu Bekuzari. So he quotes in the Kuzari, being in Tfila, Miut Zikar Alam Haba Tfila, Mishum Shemispali Dabek Boer Loki Bechayev, Ach Mispala Ler Oisle Beinov, Mispala Madregas and Avua, Ben Korbel Adam Elaikim Gedoyle Mimano. Why is it, he says, that we don't mention Olam Haba and davening? Why are there so little reference, especially explicit references is even less, right? Why do we have very little indication of Olam Haba and davening? So he says the pshat is, because davening is you're trying to connect to the Or HaLoiki while you are still alive. You're trying to have that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu while you are still alive. You are davening liroisay be'enov, to see that connection with your own eyes. And you're davening to reach the level of nevuah, which is while you're still alive. There's no such thing as a nevi after a person dies. There's no greater connection, there's no greater relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu than nevuah. Kvar yispala bli safek amashu gadol me'elam haba. So you're davening something much greater than Olam Haba. To have that relationship, to have that dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chayiv, while you're still megusham, you're still physical, you're still living in this world, that's a much higher and greater level. Out of it, avad, if you do that, you'll get Olam Haba. It's a double push. If a person can get to that level, he's going to get Olam Haba. But that's what we're davening for. Kimi shedavka nafshoi b'inyon ha'loki k'shetruda b'mikri ha'guf v'mechayivav. So somebody who's able to have that relationship, that connection with godliness while he's stuck and busy and involved in physicalities and pains of this world, all the more so, of course, in Avada, there's nothing to discuss that when he's completely holy and all that's left is the Neshama Lekim Imal, he's going to have that relationship automatically. If you're able to have that relationship in such a distant location, so when you're standing next to the person, of course you're going to be connected. V'hu api ha-mavur, sh'ikar ini ha-tfilu ha-dveikas ba-Hashem Yisbarach. Says this in Siv Shalom, what do you see from the Kuzari? The Kuzari, one of the Rishayim, we got the Rishayim, that the essence of davening is developing that dveikas of the Kuzari Baruch. It's developing that relationship. Umashmos miuchedes abizabil shoine shel Rambam berga be perke hatzlocha. Says if you look in the Rambam, there's a very special, unique implication that's going on in the lashonas of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Hamispalia poinel Hashem Yisbarach imir al raglov. Somebody's davening should turn to Hashem Yisbarach, stand on his feet, misaneg beliboy bisfasa. And in misadding, he should have an enjoyment, he should feel pleasure, both in his heart and with what he's saying. Yodov prusois, he should spread out his hands, v'kli diburo hoigim with aprim, and his methodologies, methods of speech should be speaking. V'yeser cholkov charedim v'nerodim, the rest of his body should be shaking and scared. V'yaser mehanoim koilois arevim, and he shouldn't stop, he shouldn't prevent beautiful voice from coming out. Says the Rambam, Mizdabek, connect, mechin atzmoy, prepare yourself, Mizchanin, beseech, kireu mishtachave, bow down, boiche, lefishu, lifnei melech gadol v'neira, cry because you're in front of a great, awesome, amazing king. V'tagia elov hashkia v'haflotzeis ad shimsu nafshoi ba'olam ha'sichlim. And this investment will create a reality, will help him reach the level that he's completely in the intellectual spheres. And he'll be able to leave the physicalities of this world, the senses, the five senses. He'll be able to elevate and go beyond. Right? The Rambam held intellectual philosophy was beyond physicality, which is true. Right? Philosophy was beyond physicality. That which we talk about spirituality, the Rambam talked about philosophy, it's the same thing. And to reach that level of intellectual pursuit, that level of complete philosophy of olam ha-machshavos, Says the Rambam, if you prepare yourself and you invest in such a way, you'll be able to reach such a high level that your entire physical body will be subservient, and you'll leave the senses, you'll leave the Olam Hazeh. The Rambam is telling you a beautiful description, an amazing, wondrous description about davening. And davening is all about this exalted connection. This is all exalted dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, something that's beyond physical. Right? That davening has nothing to do with having a physical relationship. It's nothing to do with Olam Hazeh. It's all about removing myself while I still am alive, but existing beyond and above the physicality, having that relationship to the spiritual. Based on this understanding, that the essence of davening, the root of davening, is connecting to Hashem. Let's explain now. If that's what davening is all about, so let's explain, what does it mean that you're asking from rachamim? Hashem's rachamim have no bounds, no limits. They're endless. He's omniscient. Omniscient. He's all-powerful. So his rachamim is all-powerful. He's the ultimate source of rachamim, and not only is he the ultimate source of rachamim, he's the ultimate merciful one. He's the ultimate source of love. He calls us his beloved firstborn children. So what are you talking about? We're going to go ask Hashem for rachamim. Do you need to be reminded to be merachim on your oldest child, on your beloved child? You don't need to be reminded to have rachamim. Implicit in a parent, inherent in a father, is the fact that he has this rachmanis, this unbelievable rachmanis on his children, right? When a father needs to punish a child, that should be difficult. It's not easy. You implicitly want to have that rachmanis. So what's the pshat that we have to arouse and awaken the rachmanis by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Achin abir bazel pimashe mevi b'yisoyr ha'avayidah b'shem ha'mayir ha'nebuchim. So he says, let's explain this based on the way the Slonim Rebbe explains the Rambam in the Mayir ha'nebuchim. Because every single time that a bad thing happens to a person, that's only because we've distanced ourselves, we've severed that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But b'shoah shu dovuk b'Hashem, in shum mikra upeg ra yachal ishloit alav. But when you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing bad can ever happen. Says that's the pshat in davening. By pouring out your heart in front of Hashem, you'll reach that level of connecting to Hashem. Then all of the bad, evil judgments become sweet. Matup, they become sweet. But derech shpirashnu, Rabbi Seinu Agadosh, b'maimer Chazal. Even if you have a sharp sword sitting on your neck, scary reality, right? Scary reality. You have a sharp sword sitting on your neck. Don't give up hope for rachmanis. What's the pshat? Rachamim merumaz al midas dveikus b'Hashem, because rachamim is about this connection to Hashem. Dveikus b'Hashem adam nitzel afilu mecherev chayda menechas tzavachi. And through that rachm, that connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu can be saved even from the most despicable and dire circumstances. There was a chassid who lived in Slonim, the city of Slonim. He was in dire straits. And he went to shul to the Avon for Yeshua. He was so involved in his davening with such a devekis that he was saying Tzom Luchan Arab Shikom Luchan Besari Ad Kishachach Legamri Min Atzor Shemachmas Egiya Be'emtza Yoyim LeBeis Gnesta. He completely forgot why he got the shul. He forgot about it. Ubeintayim also like Hashem Baruch Hu Nesin Intzim Tzorosei. And meanwhile, Hashem did a miracle and saved him from the tzar that was there. Because through that connection with that the person has with Hashem, all of the evil decrees that a person has become sweet. When we talk about developing, arousing, waking up, rachamim, that means connection. In other words, through this will sweeten all of the judgments. In other words, the pshat's like this. We think that bakashas rachamim, we're asking Hashem for rachamim, right? Somebody has a very refuah shleim. A person wants a refuah shleim. Tremendous rachamim from Hashem. We think the pshat is, I'm here, my situation is dire, my situation is horrible. This person, chas v'chalila, is in the NICU, or the whatever it is, in the ICU, and he needs an intensive care unit, and needs a tremendous amount of rachmanis. So I'm davening to have a mi'ir rachman from Shem onto the person. Zulkan and Sivisholim, you got the whole process backwards. The pshat is, you want to have that rachman, change where you are. Don't be here anymore. Connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elevate your situation. Realize, recognize what it's all coming from. There's amazing, the Sfardim have a meaning by Pisech Es Yodecha Umasbi El Chalchai Rotsoin. Pisech Es Yodecha, they put out two hands. Umasbi El Chalchai Rotsoin, they put them together. Yodecha is plural. Right? Yodecha means your hands. So we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to open up your hands, meaning midas adin, midas rachman. You must be a chay ratzon, and you should fulfill the ratzon of every individual. But if you look at the pasuk, it's pisach es yodecha is written chaser yod, yod dalet chaf sofi. Yodecha should be yod dalet yod chaf sofi. Why is it chaser yod? Zukte Arizal, it's a kriya ksiv. Yodecha is din v'rachamim, but yodcha we recognize that realize that din v'rachamim are coming from one source. They're all coming from Hashem. So poseh has yodecha masbil chachay ratzon. You put it together to recognize that really these two hands are really one, right? So the way we're mamtik the din, the way we make this dinim sweet is by realizing it's coming from Hashem. It's coming from Hashem. It's not two different parts. It's not two different people. There's Hashem Elokeinu. They're both the same person. They're both one and the same. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And by connecting to that Echad and realizing that the din is coming from that Echad, so Mimela, we can change the din into the Rachamim. So by changing ourselves, that's how the Bakasha works. Based on this introduction, this general introduction, we could go through with the list of the Rambam where he discusses the essence of davening. When he says mitzvah zu kachi, let's explain every part of it. Rashis. The Rambam writes, that a person has to daven mispalel mitchanin every single day. That doesn't mean a person is asking for what he needs. That's a different part of the Rambam. He says it later on. What does it mean? Mispal mischanin. Gufa hamitzvah lishpech liboy b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lischanin loy. Afilu k'she'ein ma'ikloy al halev shum inyan. That's the idea of pouring out a person's heart in front of Hashem, praising Hashem, even when nothing bad is happening. You don't have any pains. You don't have anything wrong. Right, even when nothing bad is happening, shlo never mitzvah tefillah davka kasher ma'ikla, because there's no the mitzvah davening isn't specifically when bad things are happening. El etzem adover shemischanin loy, the actual just the idea that a person is praising Hashem, ma shmeusot dveikus connection v'shtapchus hanefesh mileiv molei abba levoyev of recognition of this connection, recognition of this love, that we are the loved ones, we are the beloved. It's a complete hakara, an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and I am the beloved, and I want to in turn respond and have our hakara type for such a thing. Have just a complete understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. That's stage number one. Connection. Vinyanoi, Kimaimer Maron Baal, Beis Avrom. The Beis Avrom was the fourth son of Rabbi. The Pasuk with Tosef Esther with Tadabilis Ne'amelech. The Pasuk says that Esther added on, and she spoke to the king with Tishchaninoi. Sherei Meitlenit Philip Ne'amelech Malchim Lachim Kudish Baruch. Zihot Zoch Gebeten zu him. What does that mean? He is Chananoloi. Kilomer Elov. Shereitza Oisoi. She praised him. What does that mean? To him. That she wanted him. That she desired to have that connection with him. But, so that's stage number one. Of Tachanun, his Chanim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me and I want to have that relationship. But Koshkin, Keshemaik Lailev. All the more so when something's paining me, bothering me, and I spill out my thoughts, I spill out my words in front of Hashem, Gam Kasher, Eino Yimefari Srochov. Even if not, I'm not expressing what I need. Etzim Shevicha Saleib, the fun of Yisbarach, Mematek Ez Kol Adinim. Just spilling out your emotions, spilling out the guts. That in of itself is mamtik the din. Because that's developing the devekas by Hashem. That changes everything to good, because when we connect to the source, when we get back to the source, it's oyiz v'chedva. Everything's wonderful and joyful there. So it's all about developing that devekas. V'yoyse gedoyla v'amuka. Shvichas aleiv betfila al inyanim ruchneim. Right? Spiritual matters. You're pouring out your heart for spiritual matters. It's through a feeling of complete, utter desire, of connection. You're thirsty for him, Yisbarach. Kimitech shemaikloi, that it pains you, eich nitrachik meito Yisbarach, einu magish kibosai, that you're bothered, that you have this distance, because Baruch Hu, you don't feel that connection. Eich shechatzach shalom nilko b'tai v'zogoyis, ad ki bushosai v'nichlamti l'horim eilov p'nehe lecha l'horim, to connect to him. You know, as a person got trapped in his avarice, he's embarrassed from it, that he doesn't feel confident of raising up to connect to Hashem. So therefore he pours out his heart in davening. There's no greater avodah shebelev than this. V'hinachas ruach godol lefana v'sparach. And that creates a great nachas ruach. V'hinachas ruach godol lefana v'sparach. Tefila kazu ne'amar. This tefillah, the Sfarim say, and the Pasuk says that Hashem answers up. We're talking about this type of tefillah. Keshem is chadani melov for the kivasa yivakshu. When we're spilling out our guts to Him, and we want to have that connection. Vaz tami ninaim will immediately answer. Kiyim binyanim gashmin shayech katrigoyim ki einoi roi lekach. If by physical matters, Hashem, there's reasons that we shouldn't get it because we're not befitting of getting it. Because when it comes to spiritual, there's no reason I shouldn't get it. If I want to have that connection, why shouldn't I have that connection? Why am I not fitting to have that connection? I want to have it. If I want to have it, I'm fitting to get it. So miyad mekabel, immediately we're going to be answered. That's the yisoy. Davening is all about developing. Developing that vehicle, developing that shaykh, it's a shaykh, ad kan.